Nicole Seacamp had quite the weekend. Not only did the Riverland Opals player achieve gold with her team on Saturday night at the Commonwealth Games, but she also came away with a ring on her finger after a very spontaneous, well, not quite so spontaneous, I think, but spontaneous for her proposal by her now fiancé. Nicole Seacamp, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going very well, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nicole, we're broadcasting right around South Australia, so many people in the Riverland would be very familiar with you and hearing your story, and we're probably just as much overjoyed as you were to see what unfolded on Saturday night.
Yes, I think they were. I've got plenty of messages that I still haven't got back to, and I'm a bit overwhelmed by it all, actually.
Nicole, as if the night wasn't big enough with the gold medal win, that, and in pretty convincing style, I might say.
Yeah, I know. It's that was definitely what we wanted, and that was the first highlight of the night. And then the second one was just as good, if not better, I'd say.
Well, look, your teammates would probably not like to compare them, but for you on a personal level, I'm sure it was amazing. Now, tell us, what did your partner, Cody, have to go through to get to the point of proposing to you on the court there?
Yeah, well, he has been planning it for, I think, a few weeks now, and he got in contact with my coaches and coaching staff, and I think he said that he basically told them what he kind of wanted to do, and, you know, they kind of put the rest in motion. So I haven't been told all the exact details, but that's along the lines that I know of. So he's done very well.
He has indeed. Now, we haven't... how soon after the win did he manage to do that?
So we won the game and went back into our change room and got changed, and then we had the medal ceremony, and it was right after the medal ceremony. So I'd probably say like maybe 20, 25 minutes after the game.
And had you spoken to him before that moment since the win?
No, I hadn't had a chance to, because we were pretty much rushed back out there and got our medals, and so I hadn't really had a chance. But when I was waiting for my medal, I was looking around because I knew where he was sitting with my dad, and I saw my dad sitting there and not Cody, and I was like, maybe he went and walked and was like with my mum somewhere, because I didn't know where she was sitting, or like maybe he's watching from afar. And I was like, I don't know where he's at, but now I know where he was.
And when did you first sort of become aware of what was going on? Because it must have seemed a bit surreal at the time.
Yeah, well, we were doing, after we had some photos, we were doing like a victory lap around the court, and we had to go shake hands with Kerry Stokes, chairman, and then I was leading the way. And so then our manager's like, yeah, just go stand over there. And so I've gone and stood there, and then Cody's come up behind me and like grabbed my shoulder, and I was kind of like looking at him confused, and I was like, we're doing a victory lap, like what are you doing here? Pretty much like kicking him off the court almost. And then he starts talking, and I'm like, oh god, they're like, it's happening. And I was a little bit shocked and nervous, and I don't think I really heard everything that he was saying, because I was like so nervous, I think, that everyone was there watching. But yeah, so then he got down on one knee, and it all went from there.
The bended knee probably was a bit of a giveaway.
I think that was probably the giveaway, yes, definitely. And then after I realised what he was kind of saying, and I was like, oh, this is it.
So is it a kind of a situation where you almost have to say, Cody, can you just do it again so I can actually hear all the words and appreciate the moment?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess I should think that he did it on such a public stage, and that Channel 7 was there, so I might be able to get all the footage of what he actually said.
When this happened, were you expecting him to propose? Was there any sort of hint that that might be happening at any point?
Like, we've talked about it, but I didn't realise he was going to do it here. It's funny because he told me like a week before I came, or no, a few days before I actually started the Commonwealth Games, I had to sign a form, because he's like, yeah, your dad's got a surprise for you, but I have to get you to fill out this form so you can get discharged from the village. But don't tell your dad that you have to do this. Like, I don't want you to kind of ruin it. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, I had no idea what was going on, though. And so, yeah, then I was completely shocked. I didn't realize it was going to be from him or what he was doing.
So what were you actually signing?
Because he actually planned to do it on the Sunday and not the Saturday night after the game. So originally I was going to be with my family and we were going to go do something together. And, so I was getting discharged from the village because of insurance reasons.
It was discharged. Actually to get discharged from the village. It was just, that was his original plan. So when did it change? Yeah.
I'm not actually sure. I think maybe a few days before, actually, because I think my dad was trying to convince him to do it at the game, and then I think he just kind of was like, yeah, maybe I will do it after the game, and kind of got it all rolling real quickly. So, and the coaches helped him. So, yeah, it was, I think it was a quick plan of events.
Okay, so family got involved to change that situation a bit then.
Yeah, I think so. I think they all contributed a little bit.
Now, were you the only one who didn't know? I mean, were the other team members in on it?
I think they had an inkling because they heard that I was being let out early. So I think they were kind of putting the pieces together. And but they, none of my teammates actually knew what was actually happening. So,
so the only ones who knew were the officials and the coach. Is that right?
Yep, exactly.
And they were quite happy for it all to happen that way.
Yep, apparently so.
And no one's annoyed that the attention's been diverted from the gold medal win?
Not that I've heard anyway, so maybe there could be some people, but not that I've heard. I think it just made the night a bit better.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with the Riverland local Opals Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Doesn't that sound nice? Nicole Seacamp. Yeah. She also plays for the Adelaide Lightning, as we know. And after their gold medal win on Saturday night, I'm sure you've seen the footage, but if you haven't, just in case this is new to you, her partner, Cody Haverman, popped down on one knee on the court and gave her a diamond ring and asked her to marry him. And you said yes pretty well straight away, which is lucky.
Yes, I did. I think I was trying to pull him up. One of my friends said, you tried pulling him up pretty fast. And I was like, yeah, I think I was just too much in the spotlight. So I had to pull him up and, yeah, get the crowd into it.
It seemed to me that when I was watching it, that you didn't actually realise everyone else was watching too.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't realise at first. I was kind of in the moment and I just couldn't pay attention to anything else, and then got rushed by my teammates, and then I kind of came back to reality that everyone else was there.
Well, I don't think it's just teammates and who was there. This has gone worldwide, the proposal afterwards.
Yeah, I've noticed that now with all the social media and stuff, and everyone's saying it's all out there. So I guess Cody just wanted to steal the limelight a little bit.
Well, he certainly managed to do that. So what are your plans? Have you had a chance to talk about it? Have you, you know, will you be staying here? Will you be going elsewhere? Because he's American, isn't he?
Yes, he is. For the time being, we'll be staying in Australia because they'll be playing up in Brisbane for the QBL and then going back to Adelaide for another season. So at this stage, we'll be in Australia, but we haven't really talked about wedding plans or anything like that yet. So I guess with my lifestyle, it's a little hard to just kind of pick a date. So we'll have to sit down at some point and start talking about everything.
And does he live here in Australia with you now, or was he visiting?
Yes, yeah? He does. Yep, we're trying to get his visa right now, so hopefully that'll go and everything will work out.
And what's the Cody Haverman story? How did you two meet?
I went to college in South Dakota and played basketball there, and my very last year I was there, he actually transferred to my school, and we met playing basketball against each other at the local gym, and I asked him to be on our scout team, and he said, yep, and then it kind of just was history from there.
And so are his family aware of it back in the States?
Yes, they are. He said that he showed them the ring when he got it before he came over to Australia at the end of last year. So I think they're all pretty happy as well.
At the end of last year? Wow, this has been a long time in the planning, Nicole.
Yeah. I think he's had the ring that long anyway. He just didn't really know when to do it. So this was the perfect opportunity, I guess.
Well, it sounds like everyone knew other than you.
Yeah, I know. I kept out of it.
Oh, nice to have your whole family there as well, though, I guess, for not only the proposal but for the gold medal win. Let's talk quickly about that. How important was that to you on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, having my family there was obviously huge. And so, you know, it's not very often I get the whole family together and to have it when I'm playing basketball and in such a on a big stage. So that was amazing. And, yeah, Saturday night in general was just incredible and one I'll never forget anyway.
Indeed. And now you come home with gold around your neck and gold on your finger.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it gets much better.
Indeed. Great to talk with you, Nicole.
A lot of people
celebrating for you. What a great win on Saturday night. So many smiles, and then that extra special smile for you personally as well. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
ABC Radio Adelaide, 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.